if I could, we'll start with kind of how this band got going back in the late 60s.
The band had, over the years, of course, years actually a couple of different incarnations. The first one was in 1966 and was spawned basically in Urbana. And the original members, well, Mark Warwick is a guitar player, the original guitar player, lead guitar player. And he was practicing with a drummer, a guy that I knew, and I just happened to wander in the house, as I did frequently. and I started singing along with him. And at some point, I think it was Mark knew of a bass player in Champaign, Tim Anderson, and a rhythm guitar player. And they joined, and that was the first kind of lineup. We quickly changed drummers. Michael Powers came on board, replaced Eric Swenson after the first gig. A little farther down the road, Tim Anderson was compelled to leave the band because of school. George Faber and Larry Tabling had been... chime in on this one, Tabe. You probably remember better than I do, but you guys were coming over with some frequency and kind of joining in at times.
Yeah, and I just, when the opportunity arose, I just jumped in. You know, when they needed a bass player, I started learning my licks, and me and George kind of weaseled our way into the group.
New Year's Eve came of 68, and I kind of said, well, we really need to figure out what's going on here. And as Jim mentioned, they had Michael Powers in the band, and George and Tabe said, hey, let's get a hold of our old drummer, Michael, and see if he'd like to play. And then kind of what happened is, okay, so we had ended up having George and Tabe and J. Michael Powers, and then I was added. I was now the lead guitar player. We were trying to figure out what to do for a name. So since the three of them had been in the Finchley Boys, we just decided to use that as the name of the band.
What's the origin of that name, Finchley Boys?
We were fans of various British invasion bands like the Yardbirds, the Kinks, and on the back liner notes of a Kinks album, they were talking about, they were from Muswell Hill, and they had sort of a collective gang, you know, from Muswell Hill, and they gotten up in a punch-up at a club with the Finchley Boys, who were from Finchley. So we say, oh, yeah, that's good. We'll take that, Finchley Boys. Yeah.
So you could definitely hear, you know, in the original recordings from the late 60s and in your live album from 2010, for that matter, definitely the blues influence, you know, on your group. It's an interesting kind of fusion. You've got the blues influence. You've got some psychedelic influence going on there. Just talk about how you developed your sound.
Because of George's instrument being the harmonica, he was big on the blues. So he... and actually his brother, older brother, was like a record collector. And so we really attached to the blues. And it was something George played well. And, you know, we just really fit into the blues scene. But it was a strange mix. I mean, I think we surprised a lot of people. And we played blues like they would up in Chicago. And then we'd come out with some original song that was completely off the chart.
Yeah, let's talk about how that 2010 reunion. How did that come about?
Well, I'd been talking to Larry Fredrickson. He was in a band called Ginger back then, and Tons of Fun. And I've been talking about trying to find a way to have a Finchley Boy reunion. But I own my own business, and so it was really tough. Summer was a horrible time. It was a big promotion time for my business. It was hard to get any time away. And in 2010, I already had found out early on, our big promotion wasn't going to happen. So I talked to Larry. We went out to breakfast, and I said, well, you know what? This could be the year we could do the Finchley Boy thing. And he said, well, hold on. Hold that thought, and I'll get back to you, because it was the 150th anniversary of Champaign, Illinois. Mm. So with Larry's connections, he said, well, I'm playing. So Champaign had taken all their money for the whole summer and put it into this one event. So then Larry said, okay, we got it set up so you guys can play. And then I just contacted George and Michael and Tabe, and that, like you saying, that with Michael, the four of us, we hadn't played in 40 years. And so it was kind of interesting getting up on stage after just a couple practices, no sound check, and to walk up in front of thousands of people and go, okay, here we go, you know.
Help me, I can't do it by myself. Gotta help me, I can't do it by myself. You don't wanna help me now, darling, I wanna get myself somebody else. I might have to wash, I might have to sew, or even cook, baby. Mop that floor, but you gotta help me. By myself, you don't want to help me now, darling. I'm on get myself somebody else. Wanna help me now, darling? I'm gonna get somebody else. I said, bring me my nice shirt.